Justice Louis Butler lost his bid to remain on the state Supreme Court last spring when voters chose Michael Gableman. That was the second time Butler lost a high court election. In between, Governor Jim Doyle appointed him to fill a vacant seat. A group of conservatives headed by Edwin Meese, former Attorney General under Ronald Reagan, says those losses are reason enough not to appoint Butler to the federal bench. Kurt Levy is a spokesman for the group.
The only Supreme Court justice to be rejected in a retention election in 4 decades. You know, and when he ran the first time, not being on the court, he got, what, about a third of the vote? You know, this is someone who, according to the people of Wisconsin, not qualified to be on an important court.
A law professor who worked closely with Butler at the UW Law School in Madison calls that argument ridiculous. Ralph Cagle says some of the country's best political leaders lost many elections during their careers.
Abraham Lincoln lost a lot of elections before he got to be president. Bill Proxmire lost a lot of elections before he became one of the best senators in the United States, as well as Wisconsin. That's hardly a criteria for deciding who should be sitting in a very important judicial position.
Butler's opponents call him an activist judge who has favored criminal defendants and written opinions that have been costly to large corporations. But Cagle says Butler is a very balanced and scholarly judge. If Butler is confirmed, he will replace Judge John Shabazz, who is retiring. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.